Sad news about Hockey Night in Canada. And I mean, you think about something that's been around our entire lives.
Yeah.
And some of us have lived longer lives than some of the rest of us. Seems pretty end of era-ish.
Oh, the theme song was iconic and, yep. You know, everything that came with it. Who didn't love watching, you know, the intermission updates? You get Don Cherry, Ron McLean.
Our condolences to the people of Canada and hockey fans everywhere at the end of Hockey Night in Canada.
Not even being flippant about it. It sucks.
No, I mean, for the old school, you know, you old heads, Peter Puck back in the day.
I feel like it's so important to them. I couldn't even come up with an equivalent for us. Like if they got rid of something.
Monday Night Football.
Is it?
I don't even think it's as close as Hockey Night in Canada. Like, I can't believe when Shabbat told me the news before he went on the air with this, I was like, I don't believe it. Like, just have the show. Whether you have the games or not, right? Whether you have the rights to anything or not. This is...
I still do a Hockey Night in Canada show with McLean and...
This is our gateway as a kid to be able to watch Wayne Gretzky play in Edmonton. You know, before he had ESPN and all that and hockey coverage going crazy. Because it was the 80s. You had... There was no outlet. You had to watch it on Hockey Night in Canada.
You realize if you took today off and not... yesterday off, I would have had Mike Stone. And with this news, he probably would have reworked Whoa Canada, the song he sings every year Canada gets their last team eliminated from the Stanley Cup playoffs.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you're in. 248-539-9797. Pete's in Chesterfield, and he's next on 97.1. Hello, Pete.
Hey, gentlemen.
What's up?
I've been waiting for so long to be able to call in and talk soccer with you guys. This is just amazing. I actually didn't know if they were going to put me through when I said that's what I wanted to talk about.
Well, let's hope it's so super interesting that we'll have you on regularly.
It's not going to be.
Oh, damn it.
No, just the input on like what happened, right? And was it we just played a horrible team or not? You know, so... Paraguay was ranked 40th in the world before that match, and we were ranked 17th. So the best thing I can compare it to that listeners would probably appreciate would be like Michigan State in football, and Michigan's favored by 10, and they win by like 21, 24. Mm-hmm. We played a decent team, and we played a great game. You know, it was an exciting game. You know, to put four goals up, as many Americans complain about, is a big number.
As a fan, and I parachute in on the World Cup every 4 years, but then I realized I watched 9 of the 12 games over the weekend, and I'm thinking to myself, well, at least we scored a bunch of goals, so hopefully that'll draw in some more people. Give us a real quick, Pete, thoughts on this game with Australia on Friday.
Yeah, going to be another tough game. Going to be a very, very similar game. If Balogun up front at striker can play the way he played, and we have Pulisic playing the way he played, and his knock isn't too serious, we're going to look good. It's all going to come down to the back four, though, for the U.S., and that's what was probably the best part of that. If you're a fan, the goals are nice, but they played really solid. And I could get into, like, formations and stuff, but I know it's probably not what you guys.
Yeah, we don't
for.
Probably don't do it in football. We're not going to do it in soccer, but Pete, thank you very much.
I mean, the key was it Friday night they're playing or Friday afternoon?
Friday at 3.
You limit what Griff Sturmer can do, and you're going to be in good shape. You know, I mean, he's from Adelaide, so
yep,
he's a big striker, mm-hmm. and he is not afraid to use the elbows, but he does it in a way that he doesn't get caught.
Thank you, Gator. Always good to get your insight. I promised an unbelievable Detroit Tiger statistic. Would you say that this team is probably not the most power-driven lineup you've ever seen?
I would say they are not.
No. In fact, through the first few months of this season, first couple months of this season, they weren't hitting home runs at all.
No.
Detroit Tigers PR at this hour has just tweeted out an unbelievable stat.
And it's truly unbelievable.
It's not an over-exaggeration. Tigers PR, we've hit 30 homers in 12 games since the start of June. That's the most home runs of any 12-game span in the 125 years of Tigers baseball.
Whoa.
this Tiger team has hit more home runs in June than any Tiger team has ever hit over a 12-game span ever. And I'll give Tony Paul credit because he tweeted out a response to this. A shocking stat for a team that used to play in Tiger Stadium.
Right. Short porch and right.
Mm-hmm.
When you compare it to May, they played 28 games in May. They hit 18 home runs in all of May. They've already hit 30 in just 12 games. Less than half that total. That's amazing.
Now, again, we talk about a correction factor. When teams are underachieving, they go through this white-hot stretch to get back on track. That, my friends, is freaking unbelievable.
549 slugging percentage this month. The 30 home runs have come in 410 at-bats.
Wow.
So one out of every, what is that, 13 at-bats?
Something like
14 at-bats. Yep. That's incredible. They really, look, it helps when they get five in a game and three by one player.
I just looked down at Twitch and somebody said, yes, Doug, and that's with 85% minor leaguers. Referencing a call we took earlier today about the makeup of the the makeup of the Tigers roster. That's incredible.
That is incredible.
Now, they're not going to keep this up, obviously, so they're going to have to find other ways to win baseball games. But than just the hitting the long ball. That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. 248-539-9797. Larry and Celine, you're next. Hello, Larry.
How you doing?
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so comparing the Michigan Wolverines with the New York Knicks, and I'm a native New Yorker, so both the Knicks and the Wolverines were the first teams in their respective leagues to have an entire starting five that was not recruited or drafted by their team.
Cool. Is that it?
Is that accurate?
Yeah, the other thing is, of course, the comparison is they both had a tremendous point differential, both of them, which may have set records also. I'm not sure. You know, the Knicks definitely said it. I'm not sure if the Wolverines said it.
What record did the Knicks set?
I think it's the most points differential in a playoffs. It was over 200.
The Knicks have the most points differential in the history of the playoffs?
Yeah, it was over 200 points. Yeah. That wasn't necessarily done against just San Antonio, but if you recall, they were winning games by 30, 40, and 50 points in the previous rounds.
Yeah, well, we filled our quota on Knicks calls for the month. And by month, I mean year.
I mean, well, the differential against the Spurs was nothing. Four or five Knicks. Points. Now it's down to 1 point, to 2 points. 12 points was the differential in the series.
Yeah.
They smoked the Cavs. And they smoked the 76ers. There's no question.
He didn't even sound sure of it.
No. It's impressive what they did. Look. That's the other thing I haven't had a chance to opine about the great Knicks.
According to NBA.com, the Knicks outscored their opponents by 14.9 points per game. It's the best point differential in NBA playoff history. So the per game average was the best. Yes. You want to get in on your Knicks love?
I have no Knicks love. I can't stand the Knicks. I will say this: Jalen Brunson played out of his mind, and I think I hate him less.
You hate Brunson less?
Yeah, because I don't think he wasn't foul. But I mean, there's SGA foul baiting, and there's everybody else. And I feel like Brunson used to be that, and I think he took a step back from that, and just became a player. Maybe. He really took over.
I didn't notice as much, and it all paled in comparison to SGA.
Yeah.
I will open the window here a little bit. Yesterday we did Champ and Chump, and the Chump was the San Antonio Spurs, and the reason was because it unleashed Knicks fans.
Yeah, that is a problem. Yeah, because Knicks fans are horrible. They're absolutely horrible. I don't know if that caller was horrible. I'm just nothing against you, buddy. It's just your whole brethren sucks. They're terrible, and it's going to be insufferable. I turned the channel after they won, immediately after it was over with. Like, I'm not going to watch the trophy presentation.
You don't want to see any of it.
On court interviews and oh, nobody believed in us and all this. I don't need to hear any of that stuff. I don't care. I just do not care. But I tip my hat, and I give credit where it's due. That was a really impressive performance.
They completely changed.
They went
next level. The Knicks are the kind of team that make you hope your team can find a new gear, because they did.
And they exposed San Antonio for everything that you could expose them for. I mean, well, now look at San Antonio. De'Aaron Fox is nowhere to be found. I mean, wouldn't be surprised if there's like a point-shaving investigation of what he was doing.
Oh, he's a big fan.
I'm just saying, he played very very erratic and made some really untimely turnovers and just did some really crazy type shots. Wembanyama was nothing what I expected him to be, and he started morphing into something I really don't like. And did you like how Wembanyama played?
No, I didn't, and I think their youth showed. Okay, their immaturity showed.
Well, that's
in a lot
the other
of
thing.
Ways.
Is that it? Was it that simple that they were just immature and lacked the experience?
Well, the Knicks winning a championship kind of adds to what's been a really weird year in sports already. And we're just getting to the halfway point, I guess, here. So anyway, we'll get to that coming up today at 1:20. It's Carson Anderson, 97 day, sometimes inspires you to do something. Like National Pizza Day. You're like, I'm going to get a pizza.
Pizza sounds good.
Today is National Fudge Day and National Fresh Veggie Day.